Hey, Pesky Auto Repair. I hear these guys are good fellas.
Why are you here? What are you doing here?
Hey, my car's making a funny noise, and,
What do you mean, funny? I don't understand funny. What, like, I amuse you? Like, this is a funny place? Funny like a clown? What do you mean, funny? What?
What are you doing?
Tell me.
How much is this gonna cost me?
What do you mean, how much is it gonna cost you? What do you mean? What are you doing? Embarrass me in front of my mechanics? What's wrong with you? Get out of here. Leave the keys and get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of my shop right now. Get out of here. I'll get back with you.
When it comes to auto and truck repair, not everyone you deal with is a good fella. At Perfection Auto Works, we take car repair very seriously. From your brakes, belts, and hoses to funny noises under the hood. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
A new privacy law comes from China. Millions of T-Mobile customers affected by a data breach. Facebook is beta testing virtual workrooms and back to basics, extending your Wi-Fi at home. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Hello, Tucson and the podcast world. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for scam awareness, blockchain, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 58. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Good to have you with us every Saturday. And we post all of our shows and bonus content on computerdoctorshow.com. Again, computerdoctorshow.com. Our open lines, 520-790-2040. Feel free to call in anytime with your comments and questions, and even complaints we can answer here live on the air. Co-hosting today is David from the cast of the Unscrewed Theater.
Hello. All
right. Good to have you with us. Also, a question from last week's show for some of our regular listeners. Here is the question from last week's show. And if you know the answer to this question, call in during the break and we'll tell you what you're going to win. Here is the question. Where is the Fugaku supercomputer located? We just need the name of the country. Again, where is the Fugaku supercomputer located? We covered that last week on the show. If you have the correct answer, you will win a certificate for a virtual roof evaluation or second opinion on a roof estimate, courtesy of our friends at Roofs Are Hot. And this is a $100 value. And we do have a question right off the bat. We do have Joe on line one. Hey, Joe.
Howdy.
Hi there.
Hey, I have an issue with my backup. Mm-hmm. I get this error code. It says cannot create a shadow copy. And I've been scouring the internet here trying to find answers to it.
Is that Windows 10 that you're using?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, you're backing up to a
external drive.
External drive. Okay, you have the latest update for Windows 10, right?
I do. In fact, I just reinstalled it about a month or two ago.
Okay.
And I have automatic updates on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like something a little bit more involved than we're going to have to be able to do on the air here. I'm going to send you back to our control board operator. Tom, if you can get Joe's information for him. Joe, I'm going to give you a call probably later today or tomorrow, if that's okay.
That would be fine.
All right, Tom, thank you for doing that for us. Here is what is happening in tech news this week. As we had mentioned before, a new privacy law comes from China. New privacy standards that are to be issued by the Chinese government, similar to that of the European Union. So what they're trying to do is, now, although this is not a complete system, law yet, it will likely put limits on the amount of personal data allowed to be collected by applications. So it's that checkbox that you say that you agree to,
right?
Whenever you're downloading these apps. Now, there are some apps that obviously don't need access to the information pertinent to their function. We were talking before the show, right? You can have like a flashlight app or some silly little app, but it performs a function, for example, that may not necessarily need access to your location or necessarily need access to your contacts that are on your phone.
Right.
But they ask for it.
They always ask. They want to gather that. You know, maybe they want your whole address book to be able to turn the flashlight on and off and, you know, haunt you like a poltergeist.
But also their whole thing is like if you want to share the app or if you want to share it to your friends or you want to tell your friends about it, then they would need access to your phone list. But... you know,
but
that,
also, you can just grab a link to the app and text it to your friends. Yeah. You don't need to use the internal app functionality, right?
Right. So there are there's a grave abuse of that type of usage, and what these laws are that are coming out of China are trying to do, they're trying to limit the amount of data that an app can reasonably collect. We talked about contacts, their locations, companies. Now, in some of these latest updates on your mobile devices, you may start seeing options where you can refuse a service or refuse a level of information, personal information sharing. And obviously, if you don't agree to the terms, the usual thing is, well, if you don't agree to the terms, then you can't use our app.
Right. Okay. But now they're starting to pull back and go, all right, we'll only collect what you allow us to collect, but you can still use it. So.
Exactly right. So so some of these foreign developers, they have to, if they're doing it from another country, they have to appoint a local representative to ensure compliance. For example, if someone from the United States wants to create something for use in China or vice versa, they have to have representatives in both countries to make sure that they're being compliant in both sides.
I wonder how the new privacy laws the states are coming out with are going to affect that, because I know California's put out some strong privacy laws, and I think Colorado just joined them. So we're starting to see individual states putting out different things.
And a lot of this is spurred on by the scare of the recent hacks and all of these things. You know, and just to move on to our next point, T-Mobile was just hacked this week. 7.8 million customers were compromised, and
I'm included in that list.
It didn't actually say, but maybe T-Mobile does have exactly 7.8 million customers.
I would be a lot more concerned about the fact that I'm a T-Mobile customer who probably had my data stolen, except that Experian already breached that years ago and got my information out there.
I think just about every American has already been breached just by existing here.
I know, right?
Times.
I'd be more concerned if, you know, that company and that company hadn't already sent out all my data.
Through no
web.
Fault of their own, mind you.
Right. But the question is, does the fault lie in collecting all that data and not keeping it secure enough? And I would say there's potentially some fault there.
Here's the interesting twist on this story. There were also, a few weeks prior, also T-Mobile, 40 million or so former and potential customers were affected by a previous T-Mobile attack. Mm-hmm. So even if you were a customer, or you displayed a little bit of interest in T-Mobile and you're in their system in some fashion, just because you're not a paying customer at that time and the attack happened at this day and time, and you're still in their system just as a potential customer or as a previous customer, because I'm a previous customer of T-Mobile too. So I might be in that 40 million.
That wouldn't surprise me. It's interesting. And I know a lot of companies give you the option if you reach out to them directly and say, hey, I'm a former customer of yours, please lose my information. They have to. But how many companies would you have to go around and do that to? Because everybody you sign up for anything with collects a little bit of data on you.
If anybody's listening that wants to start a business, you can actually start a business of asking, subscribing to maybe some sort of service that actually goes around and makes sure that all of your information is deleted from all these big major companies.
That would be a fantastic business opportunity.
I would subscribe to that.
Oh, same.
The information that was compromised, first names, last names, driver's license information, date of birth, and social security numbers. That makes you feel all nice and warm and fuzzy inside. But this is one more reason why we should be very, very good with recycling our passwords on a regular basis and taking advantage of two-factor authentication
Absolutely.
In a lot of the applications where we can, where that is available. Facebook is testing virtual workrooms. So they have this new service that is called Horizon Workrooms. If you go to the Facebook website and look at their latest information, it's kind of like a cartoon. So you give yourself an avatar, which is basically just a cartoon imagery of yourself. Mm-hmm. You get to pick what kind of hair, what you look like. If you're ugly, you can make yourself look good-looking there, or vice versa.
Oh, that service would work amazingly for me, though.
That's another service that we could.
Hey, why not?
And basically, you establish an identity on here. Now, you're looking through these Oculus eye viewer,
right?
Headset, and when you look left, the screen turns left and right. It's virtual reality, and you're in this office with other avatars. Like, one could be your boss, your coworkers. You can put things up on a meeting screen. You can share things. You actually have what's called like a ghost computer in front of you. Mm-hmm. You could actually see your own hands in the system, and you could actually start typing out things with virtual hands on a virtual keyboard.
That's super cool.
And I was thinking, it was really cool because now you can turn around and accuse somebody. You know, it used to be like, because if you're in Zoom and you want to turn to somebody and accuse them of something or point to them like he did it or she didn't do it, you know, now you can go back to doing just that in these rooms. You could actually point to somebody and everybody will see who you're pointing to because they can see your hands on this deal.
Unfortunately, the most important office accusation doesn't work in a virtual environment. You ate the last donut in the break room. Oh, wait, we're all at home.
So that's the Horizon. That is the Horizon Workroom. It's beta testing through Facebook. We're going to put a link on there for that for anyone that is interested in maybe taking a look at that. It is in the beta test right now. Before we do have a caller, but before we get to that caller, we're going to go on a break. And when we come back, we're going to answer some questions. Back to basics with improving your Wi-Fi connection. We'll get back to that right after the break.
Picks me up in a police car.
Jake, I got it at auction for next to nothing. Perfect. Jake, there's hope. It's Perfection Auto Works.
Hey, the band's back together.
We're on a mission from God. Mike is a cop motor, a 440 cubic inch plant. It has cop tires, cop suspension, and cop shocks. It's a model made before catalytic converters. Can you fix it?
Hey, no problem. Just give me the keys.
Fix a cigarette lighter.
All fixed.
Go get him, guys.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Blues Brothers.
We want to give a shout out to Perfection Auto Works. Without them, we wouldn't be here tonight.
Hey, thanks, guys. Don't get the blues when it comes to auto repair. No matter what mission you're on, Perfection Auto Works is going to get you there. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Ugly Goose Car Rental is new in Tucson, providing a low-cost auto rental alternative for just $100 per week. The only catch? The cars are ugly, but very safe and reliable to get you to work, school, shopping, and all your important appointments. To reserve your $100 a week car rental, call Ugly Goose Car Rental at 520-261-0439. Again, 520-261-0439.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, blockchain science, and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, along with David, co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Before we get into our next segment, we have a caller on line one, our good friend Charles. How are you, Charles?
better for talking to you. Hey, I got a question.
Sure.
Why would anyone in their right mind give the correct information to anyone outside a government agency? Why would anyone in their right mind give their correct information, be it Social Security, be it even maybe their name? I mean, I use, for different domains of things, I use the names of different former dogs. And if my golden retriever gets something in the mail or a solicitation, mm-hmm. I know what the pathway was that sold the data.
There's
rest in peace.
You know, that's kind of funny. You know, it would be of great value to have disposable Social Security numbers or disposable identities that could be used, you know, just like you had said. The reality is people share their information because they feel like they have to. They the way it's presented is as if they don't have a choice. If they don't provide it, they don't get the service.
Right. Well, they can provide it, but no one ever asks to see the card. So what number you give them, especially if you rattle it off, let me give you a fast mnemonic. If you take your social and increase it by one digit all the way across the number, you'll easily remember the number you used so that for verification purposes, you'll know what number to say. But at the same time, they will not have that information. And if your data is hacked, they hack the wrong data.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, that won't work in all cases because financial institutions, they will be checking. They will be checking it against the public record, you know, the background checks and histories.
And furthermore, you can't do anything. You can't do that and defraud somebody. That's illegal. But if you're not defrauding somebody and you're paying for the service that you're getting and you have no intent to commit fraud, your intent is only to protect your identity. Again, why would anyone in their right mind give the right number?
I guess they would have to not be in their right mind.
Right.
I guess. Okay. Have a nice day, guys.
All right. Thanks, Charles. Before we get into our next segment, David, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
Oh, man. Well, we are in our big live reopening month. We've got audiences in the theater. We're following a lot of safety protocols, of course. Everybody is masked. All of our theater staff and actors are vaccinated. But yeah, we've got live shows. You can come in and see them. We've got one tonight that's going to be delightful. I'm in it. I mean, I may be a little biased, but it's going to be awesome. But please, yeah, go to unscrewedtheater.org and check out all we've got coming up. We're adding a lot of new shows, new events, and this month we've got a lot of cool guest stars. And I know you were one of our guest stars, and that was a fantastic show.
Fantastic. And, the video is out there circulating, so we'll see how famous I get. We'll see. here's an interesting announcement. I saw it earlier today, and that is that Facebook is going to be building an $800 million data center up in Mesa.
Oh, wow.
So this is another reason why... Arizona is going to be kind of like the tech center, the future tech universe center of everything technology. So if you're looking for a career in the technology space, you might want to start looking at Arizona as a place to move to.
Well, there you go.
There we go. Here are some tech and science anniversaries. The first commercial telegram was sent around the world by the New York Times 110 years ago. On August 20th.
I believe it was a new phone, who dis?
Can you hear me now? But guess how long it took to circle the world. So what they did was they used about 16 exchanges.
Okay.
Using 16 operators around the world. And it took them about 16 and a half minutes for that message to circle the world.
That is incredible at the
time.
And
that was 1911. So yeah. That was very interesting. And we've come so far and so fast. And it's interesting that technology was available 110 years ago where you can get a message literally across the world in less than 20 minutes, you know? And now we're about that.
If it takes more than 5 seconds, we're going, come on.
Yeah, exactly. We're getting fed up. And I think now it takes about 20 minutes to send a message to Mars. I think in 110 years, we've made the bounds of circling the world to like all the way to Mars. We've got that now down to
Soon you'll be getting, cars going, your Mars rover's warranty's expired.
That's right, and you have to pay for that. Also, a very, very sad note here, 2006, 15 years ago, Pluto was demoted.
That's right.
Pluto was demoted August 24th, 2006, 15 years ago.
It's okay, though. I hear nobody on Pluto's heard, so they're fine.
So now that brings our count down to 8 planets, because when I was in school, it was 9 planets. Mm-hmm. Now we're down to 8. There's talk of some mysterious planet out there, but it is still 8. We are 8 planets, people.
That's right.
People ask you how many planets are there in the solar system. The answer is 8. Let's make sure that we all get that together. In this next portion, this is kind of like our Back to Basics series. So I thought we would talk a little bit about extending your Wi-Fi at home. This is a very common question that we get, into the show and in general. You have a house and you have Wi-Fi in the house, and the Wi-Fi router is in one location of the house. But then you have these different dead spots, and out in the garage, out in the backyard, front yard, and you want to expand your coverage. So there are actually several ways that this can be done. But we just want to cover the basics first.
Right.
And that is the placement of your already existing router. Okay, sometimes people don't like all these wires like around, or because routers are nothing but wire. All these connections on it. Okay, you got a power, you have all these leads that are coming into it. A lot of people don't like the way that it looks, so what they'll do is they'll stuff it in a closet or shove it in a drawer or put it underneath.
Best place to put it is in the basement under a pile of boxes and other metal objects, right?
And then you're expecting wonderful reception. Yeah. So the idea is to think in height. You want to put the router higher up. So if you have like a tall shelf or tall anything, put it on the high shelf, run the wires all the way up there. You may have to run extension cords for power and everything, but high up. And the reason why is because that way the signal doesn't have to travel through furniture. It doesn't have to travel through people. It doesn't have to travel through stuff that is on the floor of your house.
Exactly.
If it's up high, it's only traveling through walls.
And a lot of them even have mounting brackets to where you can, screw them onto the ceiling or whatever you like there.
Now, here are some of the gadgets that are out there that can also help with this. So there are these things called Wi-Fi extenders. So with Wi-Fi extenders, I don't recommend if you were to go onto Google right now and Google Wi-Fi extenders, you would have a series of products. Some of them would have what's called power line adapters, where it'll run the signal through the power cables of your house and then out through the other one. Those are okay, but the ones that that pick up the signal and then rebroadcast it, picks up Wi-Fi and then rebroadcasts Wi-Fi, those seem to just not work.
Not well, at least, ever.
Yeah. I've seen cases where they work good for maybe a couple of weeks or a couple of days, but then they go back to not giving very, very good signal. Mm-hmm. So stay away from Wi-Fi extenders. Some of the interesting things that you might want to consider if you're trying to widen the coverage area of your Wi-Fi at home is here are the two that I recommend. Mesh Wi-Fi. These are devices where it's using the same concept of Wi-Fi extenders, but there's more of them, much more of them. And it's what large offices, big airports, hotels use. And basically, instead of moving when you're traveling through a large location, it'll pick up the next node, so to speak.
And more importantly, they're all meant to work together, as opposed to when you just go buy a Wi-Fi extender of whatever brand that your router may or may not want to talk to well.
Right. And also the helpful tools, power line adapters, those are good. Mm-hmm. So I just want to mention real quick with the time that we have left, MU-MIMO. Write that down. MU-MIMO. Make sure that you see that listed on any of these devices that you get, because it allows things to go through a lot faster.
Right.
Before we wrap up, I just want to thank our sponsor, Perfection Auto Works, and take advantage of their free point inspection. Tune into next week as we discuss what the Computer Doctor of Tucson is now available to do nationwide when it comes to hardware support. My name is Aaron Moss, your host, technology expert. David is co-hosting today. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board. Listen to the Computer Doctor Show with new episodes every Saturday. Stay safe. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at computerdoctorshow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to the Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com.